welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Huff, brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Welcome to this edition of Meet the People of MCB. We have a really super guest for you this week. And before we do that, I'll just say that I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley. And hello and welcome, everyone, to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. And are we ever going to have some fun with today's guest?
You bet. Miss Linda Gerken. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
I know you said
this
is...
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, that's fine. I know you said this is going to be tough for you to do, but you'll be fine. Yeah. So just, don't speak your mind, but just, you know, we've kind of stay away from that. But just say whatever comes out, you know, you'll be fine. So you are a member of the Blind of Central Missouri affiliate. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And they are from Sedalia, Missouri, correct?
Yes, we meet in Sedalia, but we have people from Marshall, Warrensburg, Jefferson City, yes.
Hughesville.
Hughesville.
Yeah, and that's where you're from, right?
That is correct.
Just it's kind of a small town, isn't it? Like everybody
very
knows everybody.
Town. Yeah. Yes, very small town, less than 200 people, 72 homes. Yes, a very small community.
Well, I know we were talking beforehand, and it's just a community that gets together and does a lot of things together, and your house, your home is open to anybody, anytime, right?
That is correct.
And especially Halloween?
Yes, around Halloween, my husband and son-in-law make hot dogs, barbecue them, and the first stop for kids to come through is pick up a hot dog, the next neighbor gives a bag of chips, and the third neighbor is a can of pop, and they get something to eat besides just all candy, make the circle through Hughesville, come back through, get a hot dog, and if it's a pretty day, sit down at a picnic table and chit-chat with neighbors, and on their way home to do the next whatever. It's a rural farming community. So.
And we're not talking about 10 or 15 people. You're talking about, you said 100, 125 people come through there?
Yes, yes.
Goodness sakes, that's a lot of hot dogs. But
well, now this isn't just children.
Right.
I already phrased that. Children range from a year old to probably 75.
Oh, wow, yeah. Yeah,
so,
us kids at 70, you know, we're still kids.
We're still kids. We all like hot dogs. Chili dogs, nachos, all the fun stuff. Carameled apples, yes.
Well, when did you first become a member of MCB? Let's go back to that point.
Well, Teresa and I were figuring, and it was the year before she started driving. We are thinking around 1987.
And what brought you into MCB?
That we were discussing, too. As far as I can remember, someone told my mom, Emma Lou, something about this group of people that were blind that met in Sedalia and asked her if she would like to come to a meeting. So Mom and I ventured out to this group, the Blind of Central Missouri, went in and sat in on a meeting, and at the end of the meeting, Vivian Siegel, who was the treasurer at the time, said, oh, by the way, next month we will have camp forms to fill out. So Mom and I went home, and the next month we went back, and she said, oh, I've got camp forms, anybody interested? We had no idea what she was talking about, so in asking questions, what is camp, where is camp, when is camp, picked up the forms, took them home. This would have been like March or April or something. Mailed them in, thinking, I hope it's a step above a tent and a peanut butter sandwich. Really weren't real sure what it was going to be. Supposed to be a week long. It was only going to cost like $30. It couldn't be a lot. Hmm. Pulled into Eaglehurst and had the shock of our life. The cabins were wonderful, air-conditioned, heated, three outstanding meals a day. And come to find out, there are other families in the state of Missouri, kind of like ours, with either blind parents, sighted kids, sighted parents, blind children. It was just a whole way of eye-opening thing, the summer camp. Linda Grills was chair at that time. Then we moved on to Fox Springs with Dick Whiteman, and then Cobblestone with Bev and Don, and now Beverly Cascade. Summer camp has got to be one of the best programs. It's not the best, but it's one of the best programs that MCB has.
Yeah, it's probably the most popular program. More people participate in camp than any other program that we have. So, Chip, jump in here. You're being awful quiet. I guess I won't let you get a word in here. But
Yeah, that's right. That's the key right there. Yeah,
go
thank
ahead.
You. Hey, Linda, I know that you're president of your affiliate, and I know you've also served in a number of different positions within MCB. You've been first, second vice president. You're currently one of the directors. But I've just got to ask you, what would you attribute the success of Blind Central Missouri? Because you guys are one of the top two, three, maybe even one of MCB's growing affiliates, because you guys, I mean, your affiliate is just really a wonderful affiliate. You continue to grow. You're very active. So what would you attribute the success of your affiliate?
Probably the president. It's just me. And I'm teasing. I am definitely teasing. I will no longer, my term as presidency ends in September. Our growth, other than we totally accept, we love having our kids. We have families that we support summer camp so much. We help with the small amount that it costs to go to camp. Blind of Central Missouri picks up a big chunk of that. So we definitely support summer camp. We do a picnic, which includes a swimming party. We've even rented the pool privately to make sure our kids and our people are safe. We do a really neat Christmas party. You've got to have kids growing up to keep your affiliate growing. I'm guessing our youngest junior member is probably Peyton from Marshall, who has a sighted mom, but you've got to keep the growth coming from your younger members to grow up to be the active members as they get older. Like I was saying, when we started, my kids were teenagers. And now we've gone through my kids and my grandkids, and my youngest granddaughter is 13, who is an active junior member. You've got to keep families growing, keep activities going that includes for all of them. That's the only thing I can think of.
And I know, Linda, that you really have a heart for the youth, because you're currently also the youth services chair.
Yes.
And for years, I know that you've done a really marvelous job in that position. You mentioned Peyton, and I recall when Peyton sang at our state convention, and that was a memorable state convention, having Peyton open the convention, you know, singing. So that was really, really terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I think that year that we had Peyton open, the entire opening was from just our junior members. The prayer was said by a junior member. Boy Scouts, a local group, had done the pledge. That's where I'm coming from. Our kids, our junior members, are very important to us.
Yes, and I know, too, you also serve on the Special Services Committee, and I wanted to get that in there because you and I have been good friends for many, many years.
Yes.
And I've got to ask you this, too. What would you say is one of your most memorable moments in MCB?
Getting on a jet and flying to Washington, D.C. to Legislative Days.
So what was it about that you found so memorable?
Well, let's see. We got to get on an airplane, which part of us had never done. Riding in subways, which I had never done. Going to see the representatives in the Capitol. Touring the White House. Seeing Lincoln Memorial on Lincoln's birthday. How much more do you want?
I know Senator, at the time, Senator Claire McCaskill set that up for us to visit the White House. And you got to do that tour at night, which made it extra special. And you had Teresa and your granddaughter along with you as well. And I know that had to be extra special.
Yes. Yes. Having them with me was really great. And now you can see things happening at the White House or at the Capitol. We've seen that. You know, we know we have done that. We've been there. It is just great memories.
Melinda, you know, you're, of course, president of the Blind of Central Missouri, you're director on MCB and chair of the Youth Services Committee. And I know, not sure what type of vision loss you have. Are you totally blind? Do you have some vision? And what if you don't mind saying, what attributed the loss of your vision?
I started losing it back in third grade. And it just gradually goes a little more each year. No, I am not totally blind yet. I have enough sight to get me in trouble. So it's a perforated retina, which my mom had and three of her brothers and sisters, and they still say it's not genetic. So I don't know. It's just a little more each year I lose, which MCB is another great thing with adaptive technology that, yes, all of my talky things is great. And as I am losing more, I am using more of my adaptive items.
You use a computer and you have the Victor Stream, and I'm sure you have other adaptive technology. What do you think is your favorite of all the adaptive technology that you have? What's your favorite?
That's a tough one.
My
iPhone, it depends on what I'm doing. My talking thermostat in the house, I love. Talking clocks were something that, you know, it's an older thing, but yes, without a talking clock, I would be lost. My talking computer when I'm at home, yes. My iPhone, is in my pocket. I never go anywhere without my iPhone. Because no matter what kind of trouble I'm in, whether it's checking money for my money ID, a color to see, making sure that my clothes are right, whatever. If I'm someplace and not sure where to go, FaceTime somebody, turn the camera around, say, okay, help me with whatever I need. I never go anywhere without my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many adaptive things. My Victor Stream, I love. And so many of you guys that are willing to help us when we do some silly little swipe or tap. And the other day, I don't have a clue what I did, but my iPhone quit talking. So I text Chip and say, my phone's not talking. I don't have someone sighted here to fix to whatever. So he walked me through, and thank you again, Chip. And there is so much adaptive technology. Another thing for summer camp, you can sit on the front porch and you may be discussing the weather, you may be discussing the river, or you may be discussing, oh, I can do that on my phone. You go to this app or that app, or have you not ever tried that? Yes, there is just so much technology out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't know all of it, but if somebody else does know some of it and can help you walk you through it, then that is so great.
Yes, yeah. You mentioned your mother, Emma Lou. She was one of my favorite people in
yes,
the MCC.
Yes, sweet lady.
Sweet, sweetheart lady, yes.
Yes.
She's been, she passed away, what, five, six
in
years?
16.
I'm sorry?
In 2016.
2016, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And still
we
miss her.
We went to camp, and she told us that year, she said, I'm not sure I'm going to feel like coming back next year. And, of course, we were rooming with Beverly Cascade, and she said, oh, sure you will. And then 2 weeks later, she passed away.
Mm,
so,
wow.
Yeah, she enjoyed her last year at camp.
And what was she? She was in her 90s, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm. She had turned 90 in March.
Yeah, yeah. And you have another lady in your organization, Jerry. How old is she? She's about 100?
Jerry Arnold?
Uh-huh, yes.
Yes, and she passed away about 4 or 5 months ago.
Did she really? Okay, yeah. I hadn't heard that.
And she was in her 90s, yes.
Yeah, yeah, well. You have some elderly members. You have the younger members. You have the full range of ages in your membership, and that's what keeps these affiliates going, it really is, like
that
you said
is,
earlier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think Peyton is the youngest, and she just finished fourth grade, so that would make her about 10, up to, I'm not sure who is the oldest, but in the late 80s, and at our picnic that we're having in 2 weeks, the question is, we are going to have burnt hot dogs, right? Yes, we will have burnt hot dogs.
Burnt hot dogs.
And s'mores.
Okay. So. Chip, anything else you want to ask Linda before we close this
out? Yeah, one last question, Linda. This is a biggie.
My dear.
Yeah. What is it about Linda Gerken that maybe people don't know about that you would like to share with the folks of MCB? Is there anything that maybe people just, gosh, I didn't know that about her. What is it that you could share with us that maybe people don't know about yourself?
I can't tell you anything that everyone doesn't know. I love using Play-Doh and colors and coloring books. I love kids. I love summer camp. I love rafting on the river. But so far I haven't said anything that everyone doesn't know.
Okay.
I don't care a lot about talking in front of a microphone. As first vice president, I had to conduct part of a convention, and Virginia Burbrick said, you'll be fine, just talk. I will tell you how to word the motion. And Virginia was so great as parliamentarian.
I remember that
yeah.
when you did that down in Springfield, was it?
Yes, in Springfield. And
yeah.
I told her, I said, I am really nervous. She said, don't worry about it. I will walk you through. You can do just fine. Just stay calm. Okay, Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia was super. Sure
yes,
was.
She was.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this then, Linda. I know, too, that maybe people didn't know. You mentioned it earlier before we actually began the interview that when Phyllis Lovett was president, that you had received what you thought maybe had been the Nathaniel Johnson Award. But I want to ask you, too, though, is there anything in the organization you said you joined, you thought was in 1987? Over the years, the different changes that's come about within the organization, is there anything about the organization that you now see so different that maybe there's services or programs that you'd like to see changed or you'd like to see come back? Or is there anything different about the organization today that you wish was like it was, you know, in those earlier days when you first joined?
I would a few years ago, they changed the health benefits guidelines. I would really like to see them go back to the original guidelines. They did help a lot of people, and that was a really good program. I also would like to see the second vice president brought back. It's a job that doesn't really require a whole lot. It's just a way of getting your feet wet to see if you're willing, if you have the time and the knowledge and are willing to step into first vice president and then on up to president. Second vice is just a, yeah, we'll try to see how this works. I would like to see second vice president back. And I would love to see, when we finally get back to doing convention in person, the April board meeting in person, when you could go to the motel that you were going to be going to in October, as a board, whoever the board rep is, would go to that board meeting, and then in May could tell our affiliate, it's a really great motel, or transportation isn't too good to get there, or right outside the door there's several neat restaurants. The coming back, the person that's been there and from your affiliate says, yes, this is going to be great. We all want to go, and we have 20 of our affiliate go, or, ooh, I'm not sure, but make sure you take your own guide because it's a little more difficult motel to get around. Just that April in-person meeting I really liked. And I don't know that it won't be back because we haven't got to do it in person lately. So
we're about out of time. So is there anything else you'd like to add before we close this out, Linda?
No. Thank you for asking me.
You bet. We appreciate you allowing us to interview you here.
Now, it wasn't too painful, was it, Linda?
No, I am fine. Yeah. You all did a good
fine.
Job. You made it fairly easy.
You did a great job.
And I am packing, and in 3 days I will be enjoying my 1 week of the year that I love.
Yeah, when does that
back
start?
Summer
June
camp.
June the 7th, is it?
Next Monday.
Yeah, okay.
We will be leaving out of here, and I am missing the Sunday already, and I don't know.
Yeah, well, they had to have time. Yeah, they had to have time to clean up the cabins and everything.
Yes,
so,
and I totally understand that. And we were discussing, okay, we're going in on Monday. So does that mean we get our fried chicken Monday night to start the Sunday night thing? Or, you know, or will they just start for the Monday like it would be a Monday? I don't know.
Well, you'll find out in another week or so.
We will find out in 4 days.
Okay.
We are counting down the days.
Well, thank you again, Linda, for being on here, and I'm sure people enjoyed it. And folks, I'll go ahead.
Just thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Folks, if you have somebody that you'd like to hear us interview here on Meet the People of MCB, give me a call at 636-428-1500, or you can call Chip at
417-540-9703.
And we will see y'all next time here on Meet the People of MCB, and you might even hear yourself on here. Thank y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.